Allison.
Yes, Rachel.
It's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Every Friday, we just have to acknowledge it because it's so exciting. Friday, we get to stay up late. We get to go out, socialize, reconnect with the rest of the world. And tonight, you, America, have choices. Here's what you got. The Contemporary Acapella Society's East Coast Summit, starting up just outside of Washington.
Okay.
That's a must-see. The Multi-Block Classic Ice Sculpting Competition is wrapping up in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Nice.
Totally rocking after parties, I've been told. And the Mount Pleasant Camper and Trailer Show in Central Michigan is going on.
I knew that.
All in Philadelphia, all the galleries are open. Some of them have free pretzels, apparently. Or you could just go to the movies, which is probably what I'm going to do. Who's kidding who? 10,000 BC is in theaters. Also, Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day, the documentary Girls Rock, and Little Olivia from The Cosby Show is all grown up in College Road Trip to help us sort through the flicks. Our good friend, Mr. Daniel Holloway, film critic from Metro Newspapers. You're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm going to the trailer show after this.
Sounds nice. Awesome, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with 10,000 BC, Daniel. This looks like Braveheart, if Braveheart took place 11,300 years earlier.
It's sort of like Braveheart if everybody had dreadlocks. Like everyone.
Would that have made Braveheart a better movie?
Probably. This movie's about as good as Braveheart. I was shocked.
Were you surprised when you went in?
Yeah, I was totally surprised when I stood up. I saw it in a critics-only screening, and so I always look to see what the reaction of other critics is, because that way I don't write something that they're not writing, and then they kick me out of the club. You know? But I looked around, and everyone – normally there's pretty much no reaction. Everyone was smiling and shaking their heads in this way that's like, I can't believe I like this freaking movie.
Wow. Okay, let's listen to a little bit. Here's the hero of the film rallying the troops – in English, I guess it's important to point that out.
We, the people of the Agal, hunt the mightiest of beasts, the Manak. He is great, and we are small, and still we bring him down. Because we hunt together, as one.
They do.
When the sun rises, we will join our brothers and sisters on the mountain of the god, and convince them to fight with us, together, as one.
Oh, wait. Now, who's fighting who, and why is he so excited about it?
Yeah, good question.
Now, keep in mind, he's, like, gathered in this scene. He's gathered, this like, all these different tribes of warriors to follow him. He's the only person from his tribe in that entire army, and they all speak a different language than him. For some reason, him, like, giving them the rah-rah speech in English gets a big, yeah, out of all of them, even though they have no idea what he's saying.
It's all in the delivery, Daniel. Okay, we're going to move quickly forward onto a very different movie with a very different audience. Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. What do you think about this one?
This was the best movie I've seen in months.
Oh, right.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I love these actresses, Amy Adams and Frances McDormand.
Yeah, they're both incredible in this. Amy Adams doing kind of what we're starting to get used to her doing, which is be extraordinarily charming, but also have a very real quality to her and, you know, just... An enjoyable person to watch on screen. And Frances McDormand, this is the best movie she's been in since Fargo.
Now, does she play Miss Pettigrew?
Yeah.
Who is Miss Pettigrew?
Miss Pettigrew is introduced as a governess of last resort. She is kind of like the anti-Mary Poppins. She's been fired from every job she's had because she's a vicar's daughter and disagrees with the poor morals of every employer she's ever had. But she's also got a little bit of a wild streak. You know, she'll go tell people kind of what she thinks of them, and basically she ends up spending a night on the street because she has no job and winds up through a series of comic accidents in the employ of a young socialite played by Amy Adams with the best name of any character in any movie ever, Delicia LaFosse.
That's pretty good.
We've got a little clip of those two actresses together. Let's listen.
First stop, West End. Next stop, Hollywood.
Have you done much of that sort of thing?
Didn't you catch Every Day's a Holiday? One of mine.
Mae West.
Oh, you did see it?
Oh, yes, which part were you?
I was in the restaurant scene. In the back.
Really?
Behind the palm tree, drinking a margarita.
I
think they cut that for the European prints. A little Detroit for you English, if you know what I mean.
Oh, gosh.
Of course, there's Four as a Crowd with Errol Flynn.
And Amelia de Havilland.
Seen that one as well.
Oh, Four as a Crowd's a wonderful picture. Who are you?
The crowd. Here we are. Quick.
Sounds cute. It's being hailed as a romantic comedy. Is there a romance line in this?
Yeah. Amy Adams' character is trying to She's a cabaret singer, and she's trying to choose between three suitors. Two of them are rich and powerful. One of them, of course, is poor and earnest. And guess which one she ends up with?
Boring.
But it's really good. It's a good romantic comedy. It's a romantic comedy in the tradition of romantic comedies where the dialogue is based entirely on cadence. And it's not all these Juno-esque one-liners. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, a lot of back and forth like we just heard there. And it's fantastic. I love it. When is it set? It's set in London right before the Blitz, which is another important thing about this movie, because while all this sort of trivial romance stuff is going on, we keep coming back to the point that a lot of people are about to die. And it really grounds the movie in a very deep sense of reality.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead to something that I want to talk about. The
documentary?
Yeah. Girls Rock. What do you think about this? I mean, this is about camp. This is rock camp for girls,
Rock
right?
camp for girls.
I have a friend who teaches at this rock camp,
Oh,
by
really?
The way. Yeah, chick drummer, so.
Nice.
So
yeah,
cool.
They show one of the other counselors there is one of the women from Sleater-Kinney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just talked to her the other day. She's going to go cover South by Southwest for NPR, actually.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'd seen, yeah, she's blogging, right, for NPR?
Yeah. Let's listen to a little bit of this film. Let's hear a track.
I love the idea of little girls rocking out.
Yeah, there's a lot of little girls rocking out in this movie. It's really cute, but I mean, the issue is very real that they raise in this film, which is that little girls are, you know, rock is a boys' club, and little girls are indoctrinated that way from the time of a very young age, and little girls aren't encouraged to speak up in class, and it touches on a lot of very real issues, but then it always comes back to these sort of scenes of little girls with guitars and banging on drums, and it's kind of awesome. They each have to, like, they get divided up into their own bands, and then they each have, like, 1 week to write a song, and most of the songs come out pretty good, I have to say.
Really?
I felt for this one girl, one of the main young ladies that we follow. In the beginning, when they split the girls up, they put up, like, genres with, like, rap rock or whatever. Rap rock's not one of them, but one of them is death metal, and this one poor girl from Oklahoma is, like, hanging out under death metal, and no one will come be in her
Okay, real quick, we mentioned it, so I want to ask you, College Road Trip, Raven Simone, Little Olivia.
Thumbs down.
Yep.
Thumbs down.
Oh, my gosh, Olivia.
Donny Osmond doesn't even save this film?
He tries really hard, too hard, probably. Yeah, no, Raven Simone, she makes Miley Cyrus look like Judy Garland.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Daniel Holloway, film critic for Metro Newspapers. Thanks, as always, Daniel.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, come back. This is the BPP, and we're from NPR News.
And girls rock.
Totally.
Just had to say
and the world's a wasteland.